Psalm chapter 99 is a wonderful psalm of praise, just simply speaking about God's holiness. And before we read this psalm, can I just tell you that holiness has kind of gotten a bad rap, the whole idea of holiness. Because in the past, churches that emphasized holiness, and by the way, we called them holiness churches or holiness movements. There's been holiness movements that have swept through our nation in the past, and those places, those churches were considered places where, you know, if you wanted to be a part of that church, you had to kind of trade in, you know, happiness for a somber, sullen attitude, you know, that was kind of sour on life. But that's not the biblical picture of holiness. The idea behind the word holy is of separation, and it is applied to God foremost, because he is completely separate from really everything you and I know, including all evil, all wickedness, all darkness. He is completely separate from that. He is completely other, in a total class by himself. And that makes him holy. And that's why the angels in heaven are constantly crying before his throne, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And so this psalm speaks of the holiness of the Lord. And it says, "The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he." And again, when it says, "Let them praise your great and awesome name," the name of God represents his nature. So all that is true about him is in his name. It says, "The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool." Once again, holy is he. "Moses and Aaron are among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. They called to the Lord and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud he spoke to them. They kept his testimonies and the statutes that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings." This is really a fascinating statement here in verse 8, because it's basically saying that our God is a forgiving God, but there are also consequences for wrongdoing. Did you catch that? That's what he says there. He says, "You were a forgiving God to them, but, you know, you were also an avenger of their wrongdoing." So, and that's one thing I got to tell you that I love about the Bible. The Bible never tries to hide from us the reality of the failures of the people who it writes about. You know, Abraham had some failures. You know, Isaac, failures. Jacob, lots of failures. You go on to Moses, he had some significant failures. And then you get into the kings of the land, and David, and of course it just gets bad from there. But none of those things are kept from us. And I like that, because it reminds me that a relationship with God is not about being perfect. It's about being forgiven. But it's also about understanding that there are some things that I do in my life, and there are consequences that, you know, the Lord just can't sweep away. Verse 9. "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy." Three times, the Lord our God is holy.